For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, May the 20th. Good to have you with us. We have the children's librarian with us.
Yes.
Sarah Howard, good to have you here. Daniel Boone Regional Library.
Nice and to be here.
We're talking about everything with summer reading, right?
That's right, because summer reading goes all summer long and it's for all ages.
Yeah. Okay. So
even the adults.
That's right.
Everybody and even the babies.
Okay.
So everybody. Even if you can't read yet, we're talking everybody.
So if you can't read yet, mom or dad or brother or sister can read to you.
That's right, and it counts. And our theme this summer is all about under the ground. So it's dig into reading is the overall theme.
Oh, I like that.
So gardening, I knew you would like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so we're talking about that kind of thing. And of course, Missouri being the cave state, we'll probably do some programs with caves and bats and things like that. So it starts on May 31st. So
just 11 days from now.
Not too far away. Try to get some people signed up before summer school starts in various areas in the two-county system.
Uh-huh.
And so we get people all started and reading for the whole summer. And if you live out in the counties, we have our Books by Snail program still going where we will mail you the books because there's not a physical library building in your town. So we can do that. And also, of course, the bookmobile.
That bookmobile goes all over. I see the bookmobile on the highway, I think of Sarah Howard driving that great
bookmobile. I would love to. That would be awesome.
Okay, so the summer reading program starts on May the 31st, 11 days from now.
And it goes till August 3rd.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to mention about this?
Adults need to sign up, too, because they can sign up as well. And their theme is groundbreaking reads. So still with that, you know, earthy overtone.
Do they have to sign up by May 31st?
You can sign up any time throughout the summer.
And okay. So that's good. So
They're good. Yep. Yep. And they're just going to read 20 hours for the kids and do 10 activities.
So you have to agree to read 20 hours with the kids.
Yep. For the whole summer.
And what about the activities? What activities?
There are certain activities. There's more than 10. So if you don't like something, you can kind of do something different. But
you have to do 10 activities.
You have to do 10. And it might be something like drawing a picture. Uh-huh. It might be about learning about animals that live underground. Uh-huh. So some sort of literacy activity. It might be writing a letter.
How are you going to check on the fact that they're doing these 10 activities? Do they have to turn a report
in? They don't have to turn a report in. We're pretty easy. We count on the adults and the honor system there for that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So it's not going to be graded.
We're not going to be graded. That's right. We just want them reading all summer because it's so important to keep those skills up.
Right. Yeah. And they're not even going to know if you read 20 hours. But
some kids will read 80 more than 20 hours. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So how do they sign up?
Just come on into the building and we will take care of it. Any of the buildings, the bookmobile, or if you're a Books by Snail person, you can sign up through the mail.
All right. Sarah Howard, thank you so much.
And what's
your website address?
www.dbrl.org.
And can they sign up at dbrl.org also?
They can do Books by Snail through email.
You can do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're going to, otherwise you have to come in.
Come on in. We want to see your face.
Sarah Howard, thank you so much for
coming by.
Now, I want to introduce you to the new executive director of the Missouri Symphony Society, Chris Campbell. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thanks, Paul. Chris. Nice to meet you.
You went away. You grew up in Columbia.
That's
you
right.
graduated from Rockbridge
right.
High School. You went away for how many years?
29 years.
And then you came back to marry your childhood, your teenage love.
Well, something like that. A gal that I graduated from Rockbridge with. We were great friends in high school. Interestingly, we never dated. We flirted a lot, and then she found me on Facebook about 2.5 years ago, and we quickly fell in love and got married, and I moved back here to be with her.
And lo and behold, the position opened up for the new executive director of the Missouri Symphony Society, and here you are.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
You're here to talk about Hot Summer Nights.
Yes. Our 10th annual now, it's 10 years, this great summer music festival here in Columbia. We begin June 6th, runs through July 13th, and we're very proud of the fact, and this is something that I'm going to keep mentioning everywhere I go, we have now become the largest classical and pops summer music festival in the heartland of the United States. Mm-hmm. And we have that to honor because we're 6 weeks long, we're 24 concerts in those 6 weeks, and we're drawing 10,000 plus people. And that makes us the biggest between Chicago and Aspen. And it's something we're very proud of. And I'm not sure a lot of Columbians know that.
And it's so absolutely wonderful. You know, last year I was part of that with the kids' concert.
Right.
And I so enjoyed sitting down in the seat while the orchestra was rehearsing and listening to that music. And so much of the music we're familiar with, and we hear it on the radio or we hear it with our CDs. But to listen to that wonderful symphony orchestra play it live, there is no comparison to that.
No, there's not.
No,
and Columbia is phenomenally fortunate.
Yes.
Because this is a professional resident symphony orchestra. Not many towns in the United States of 100,000 have their own professional orchestra. And you're right, it's music that's with us everywhere and has been with us all of our lives. But most particularly, people who may have never bought a ticket to see a symphony orchestra play have been listening to symphonic orchestra and movie scores their entire life.
Yeah.
And you're right, when you hear it in person,
when you hear
live.
If you have a chance, go this summer. And I mean, the ticket prices are so reasonable. But what a wonderful way to spend an afternoon or an evening listening to our own symphony orchestra live. It's something that you don't forget.
No. And about 13 of our 24 concerts will be at the historic Missouri Theater. Mm-hmm. You're right about tickets. They range from $10 to $28. And all students and children are in for half price. And there's something for everybody. We've got a family series that's made up of a lot of fun shows, including one concert that Kirk will lead called What Do You Like on Your Pizza? And Shakespeare's Pizza is going to sponsor that. We've got another one about music and nature. We've got pops shows. One will be dedicated the entire evening, a tribute to the music of Elton John. Mm. Another evening, a tribute to the music of Michael Jackson, with vocalists, with fantastic vocalists that we're bringing in from all over the United States. So there's a treat for everybody.
And what about the 4th of July?
The annual Patriotic Pops concert is going to be on Wednesday, July 3rd. We're of course doing that, and we're looking forward to that.
Oh, 4th of July is on a Thursday this year.
It's on a Thursday this year. So we'll, on Wednesday night, perfect time, the night before, come to the Missouri Theater. You'll be treated to soprano Leah Crane, and Kirk's going to roll out a lot of favorites, a lot of Americana, a lot of Broadway. It's going to be a great night.
All right. So if you want ticket information?
Tickets can be found at the University of Missouri box office, which is 882-3781, 882-3781. And you can also get more information at our website, which is mosymphonysociety.org.
Okay. Chris, thank you so much for coming by, and we'll talk about it more later this summer.
Terrific.
All right? Let's see. Tomorrow, Dance Arts and Missouri Cure is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this again or watch it, you can sign up for a free podcast or podcast. Go to KBIA.org. Bye-bye.